It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst. B-movie breakdown.
Welcome back to B-movie breakdown, episode number 73.
Yay!
We were gone for a week.
No.
We're missing.
Vacation.
Oh my God.
It was like Mario's missing.
It was like flight better. 370.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. Slanty face. Whoops.
Malaysia.
Slanty
it's
mouth.
It's not even too soon because nothing's even happened yet.
Awkward face.
Yeah, we don't know. It's just
too early.
I mean,
too early.
But they're existing in a non-space, in a third dimension somewhere, in a purgatorial state between reality and non-existence.
Maybe if, like, I was watching an episode of Rick and Morty, by the way, a show I highly recommend. They were watching TV shows, but, like, channels that exist in every possible dimension, possibility that could ever exist.
Like Videodrome?
Kind of. And maybe you can watch a show with, you can watch that plane and where it went. That
maybe.
Could be a show.
I wonder if Matthew Fox is there.
Yeah.
Maybe Matthew Fox is there.
He's the only one that knows how to do anything, so
all,
I hope so.
Being all lost and shit, that I never watched it, but whatever.
It's worth
They're all
some
dead.
Parts of it.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
Soylent Green is people.
Yeah, Soylent Green is people. Oh, Charlton Heston told me.
Man.
Oh, you didn't know that from Charlton Heston? He didn't tell you that?
We sat through Cloud Atlas for 2 hours before we found that out, so we already had spoiler alerts on that. It's referenced in Cloud Atlas.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like 2.5 fucking hours through that long as hell movie that went to the end of your life.
I felt like we were in the theater for a year.
Some dude straight up fell asleep and was audibly snoring louder than
I mean,
that
you got Halle Berry as a Chinese man, so it's cool.
Oh, yeah, kinda. Was she? No.
I thought they all play, like, the same characters, like, they're
all, like, iterations of
themselves.
Yeah,
and one time they're all Asian.
It's like,
yeah, one time they're all Asian.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Was she a man or was she a woman?
They're,
I don't think
I
she was in that Asian part.
I don't remember, but I remember what's-his-face.
Tom Hanks.
Looking terrible.
He had, like, a weird, like, made-up, like, smushed-together accent and language where he said, like, no!
Oh,
no, it was more, like,
it was
Southern.
Very over-the-top racist.
It was, like, Afro-Southern, like, weird. It was, like, what did he say? He said, into truth, he said, the true.
He was too busy saving Mr. Banks.
The true.
But, yeah, regardless, we are back.
Hi!
And this is the B-Movie Breakdown. It's a weekly podcast where we find the humor and enjoyment in low-budget and lesser-known films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode so you two can join in on the madness. The macho madness.
Oh, no. Too soon.
How's that too soon? I wasn't making a joke about him. I'm saying macho madness.
Slim Jims.
He got beat with Slim Jims one time by the NWO.
Oh, God.
They beat him with Slim Jims.
Irony.
It's fucking hilarious. you can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes or on our website, bnbpodcast.com, or on Stitcher. You can reach us on our site or email bnbpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter @bnbpodcast. Oh, and on Facebook. The Facebooks.
Both
reach
face.
Us on there. Give us your suggestions. Tell us your thoughts. All that good business. This week, we watched Punisher from 1989. The Punisher.
Punish.
From 1989. Starring the one, the only...
Todd Rundgren,
yes. The musician decided to just be the Punisher for a movie. Dolph Lundgren is in this movie. I'm sure most people do realize this existed. Some people don't. Some people think the Thomas Jane one was the first ever Punisher movie.
I was never aware of how
there
many.
Weren't too many Marvel movies back at this time. Captain America, there was one or two. I remember renting them from the video store. I love them as a child. They're god-awful. I don't know why.
No.
I loved
like
them.
The Hulk
you can
TV
never go
series.
Back.
Yeah, the Hulk. I never watched really the Hulk TV series much, but it was had to be better than Captain America. There, it's pretty bad. Captain America's pretty bad. And then there was that Fantastic Four movie that never got made, but never saw the light of day. Roger Corman made it. Yikes, I don't know why they thought Roger Corman was the right person. You know, all the B movies he did, and then make a movie for us. I don't know. Superhero movies weren't as big. Batman, that was about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which came out the same year as this, actually, 89.
Superman movies as well, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, DC.
It wasn't Marvel.
Yeah, but Superman was like the big first big superhero movie. But then Batman, I think, really like made it like a thing for a while.
Yeah.
89, which was Batman, Tim Burton Batman, yeah. Which is weird because after rewatching those movies recently and then listening to like the Kevin Smith commentary things he's done on Fat Man on Batman podcast, you realize how little Batman is in the Tim Burton movies.
Yeah, it's like all about the villains.
He's in it for such a little amount of time. It's hilarious. Yeah. It's very, very weird. But you know who was in the whole movie, basically? The Punisher.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like this movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
It wasn't awful.
I liked it a lot.
It wasn't
campy.
Like, it's not the most amazing thing, but it fits its era.
Yeah,
80s
definitely.
Action.
Just hit all the kids in the movie and shoot
yes.
at them.
Lots and lots of violence, over the top, just blood and
ninjas.
Killing. And it definitely fits the Punisher MO. I mean, he doesn't wear the skull shirt, whatever. He could. It would have fit the movie. It's not like it would have been weird.
You're still talking about that. He doesn't have that shirt on?
He had all of his daggers and throwing knives with
he
the
has
skull
every,
on.
He has every single
that he didn't
kind
have
of
that
gun.
Shirt. I like that he didn't have
he
the
has
shirt.
Every single other type of thing. But he just couldn't have wore the shirt with the skull on
I don't think Dolph Lundgren would wear that shirt. I don't think...
He dressed up as goddamn He-Man for a whole movie.
Maybe not Dolph Lundgren, but what's his face... Not the Punisher. What's his...
Frank Castle.
Yes, I don't think Frank Castle would wear, even as a...
But he does,
Punisher.
In the Punisher.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean...
Even when it's like...
I don't think that Dolph
Even
Lundgren.
Every dark, gritty adaptation of the Punisher there's ever been in the comic world, he always has it on in some sort of way.
I feel like he was very straight man, serious... Bad guy, vigilante guy.
He is a
hero.
He is a very serious vigilante.
And
but he still wears that shirt. It's a symbol. It's his.
He wasn't even as dramatic as Batman.
He decided to put it on knives.
Yeah, and left them all over every crime scene.
Yes. So why not just wear the shirt?
We already know who did it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind without
this. Holy shit, it's the Punisher.
I didn't really mind.
Best part was when he had no shirt on at all. So.
And his balls.
We'll get to his balls.
Hopefully.
Because it's...
They were tucked under there pretty good.
They weren't tucked on... They weren't tucked anywhere.
They were casting
they were
a
very,
shadow larger than the man.
They were very... And it's funny because... I don't know if you see his balls in Showdown in Little Tokyo, but his dick is talked about a lot in Showdown in Little Tokyo. It's another
like referenced?
Yes.
In the movie itself?
It's a movie with him and Brandon Lee. Mm-hmm. It's a movie Brandon Lee did before The Crow.
R.I.P.
And Brandon Lee makes a lot of jokes and references to Dolph Lundgren and his large penis in the movie.
It's a shame they never got the crossover with Big Trouble in Little China.
The Showdown in Little Tokyo. Just mash them together. You know, they could still. You just wouldn't have Brandon Lee. You CGI
yeah,
him in
Yeah, just
there
put
or
him
something.
In there with old footage.
Tupac hologram.
Yeah.
A Tupac hologram, but say that it's Brandon Lee.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, that works.
Put some face paint on.
Yeah, just paint some...
Considering he didn't wear face paint and showed out a little Tokyo, it works.
Just,
it's all the same. Just dress him as the
that's
Crow.
That's the only thing that people
fine.
Know him as, yeah, so
yeah.
Just put
well,
him
yeah.
in there.
People usually only know him as the Crow, but
yeah.
he was also in Showed Out a Little Tokyo with Dolph Lundgren, and it's a pretty badass movie.
I still remember when that happened. It was fucking crazy.
You want to speak up? What was that?
I said I still remember when that happened. It was fucking crazy.
When he got shot?
Yeah, when
it,
yeah.
Yes, it was crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Something you don't usually hear about. Yeah, so
it's like,
shocking.
That was like the night when we were talking about that, whatchacallit movie?
The Titanic.
No.
Yeah. Who saw that iceberg coming?
No.
Nobody.
The whatchacallit.
Spoilers.
Damn it. The one with the kid, the guy with the Vietnamese kids and they all got chopped up. By the helicopter.
Oh,
Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Yes.
That was like that. It's just
that was all over the place.
Except that was more brutal and
what's
gory,
happening
I would
on
imagine.
Movie sets? There should be a union
Exodus?
Or something.
Cocaine.
Yeah. There should be some sort of coalition
80s,
about this.
Yeah. Early
90s. Some sort of fund.
A
anyway,
fund?
I don't know.
To help
seems
child
hazardous.
Actors killed in helicopter accidents.
Seems hazardous.
A child.
No, I just don't mean child. I just mean actors.
He was a child of Bruce.
He was a child of Bruce.
Actor safety.
He was killed.
He was somebody's child.
He was killed because he was giving out too much fucking secrets, and then the fucking serious people shot him. It wasn't a fucking
accident.
The
Mel Gibson conspiracy
theory. It's a real conspiracy theory. Jesse Ventura style. What does Mel Gibson have to do with conspiracy theories?
There's in the movie Conspiracy Theory.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
True. She's got you there.
I thought you meant more real life, like just because he's a Holocaust denier. Well, he's not. His dad is, right?
He's blacklisted from Hollywood. We don't know. He doesn't even exist anymore, so what's
he's
the point?
He's in Machete Kills, which I haven't watched yet.
You know
I really
what?
Want to.
Oh, yeah, neither have
I. Really,
she's never seen the
I've
other
never
one.
Seen the first Machete.
Yeah, it's somewhere in this.
Oh, okay.
Mix.
Ever since he made The Beaver, he's been dead.
But
to
he's
me,
in Machete
so.
Kills, and I really want to watch Machete Kills, because, I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. And I think he's in the new Expendables movie. Not that that's a good thing, because those movies are kind of
disappointing. He's been coming back a little more.
I like Mel Gibson.
I've always liked Mel Gibson, except the sugar tits and the, like, I'm going to bury you in the backyard next to the pond or whatever. That's kind
of
stuff.
And the hating
go.
Of the Jews and
yeah, that
stuff.
Whole stuff.
It's kind of
an
anti-Semitic things are kind
that's
of
gotta go.
A little weird.
Yeah, you can't really go around running your mouth off about
1939.
Yeah, I mean you can't go like running your mouth off about anti-Semitism when you're in Hollywood.
But if
of
I'm
all
gonna,
places.
If I'm thinking about conspiracy theories and actors, I'm gonna go with Jesse Ventura. He's the seems to be the king of conspiracy
really?
Theories.
I didn't know that.
He also doesn't have time to bleed.
He doesn't.
That's all
have,
I've heard.
He doesn't have time to bleed at all. But yeah, back to Dolph Lundgren and his balls.
Yeah, yikes.
Two times in this movie.
It's like
the early
same
on
setup.
In the beginning, it's the same shot. It's
yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
But, okay, so it's like 15 minutes in, you see him in the sewers where he lives, which is fine because that's the Punisher. He
Shredder.
Does, like, live down below, hiding
with the
out.
Turtles.
With the turtles. He is meditating butt-ass naked in front of a fire, and you can't see his balls. And
it's
then
like sitting
the last
feet.
Shot of the fucking movie... is also him meditating naked, and you see his balls.
Sweaty, sooty butt.
Different voiceover.
Did maybe his balls, were they also shaded the same way as his face?
Oh my god.
To give his balls the definition that his face
that, that nice black stubble.
Yeah, they like...
Yeah,
like
they literally...
sweep.
Because we all know Dolph Lundgren, blonde hair, you know.
Yeah.
So they, obviously, Punisher is a dark-haired individual... They dyed his hair for this movie and decided to put on...
They just put a fucking
it's
pasta
like,
strainer over
it's
his
like,
face
think
and
about, like,
it black.
NWO Hulk Hogan with his fake... Like, you know, Hulk Hogan's also blonde, but then he does the black in the middle
yeah.
and the black on the sides. He did that for a long time, and it's clearly fake. He doesn't go around saying, this is my real dark hair... But it's very obviously fake. This is worse than that.
He looked
well,
like,
it continued onto his earlobe.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked like when you were a little kid and you played with, what was that guy with the, it was like the metallic shavings
yeah,
behind the plastic
yeah.
and then
and
you could
move
it with the
yeah.
magnet. That's what it looked like.
I have no idea what you're talking
what?
About.
You know, it's like the bald-headed guy and the little magnet, like metal shavings.
Yeah, they're like little metal shavings.
And then
shavings.
You get the little magnet piece and you can like make him a mustache and hair.
No.
What? This is
I have
bad.
No idea.
This is a giant part of children's
like you
nostalgia.
Can they even passed like a little party favors and stuff, little versions of them and stuff.
No, I some wish those. I remember what they were called. I don't remember what they're
I
called.
I have no idea.
Wow. Yeah, it was like a toy.
Yeah.
Not a great toy. It was
no.
like a shitty toy. You could like buy it for like a couple like a dollar, and, like Jewel. It's like being the toy section at like Jewel Osco or some shit, or the dollar store. You know.
Metal shavings magnet toy is the best I could do on Google. Woolly Willy.
Woolly Willy, yeah. The Woolly Willy. And he had, like, you put, look, you like a little, put a little beard on him, a little mustache, some hair.
I've never seen that.
Are
you
serious?
A little magnet piece.
That's hilarious. I can't believe we've never seen those.
I played with real toys when I was a kid, Gina. Like
whatever.
Sticks.
These were for a magnet
like sticks.
Sticks.
Like sticks, just like the Punisher and all of his sticks.
One time we found a garbage bag full of BB guns back by the train tracks. That was pretty awesome for a summer.
Wow.
Nice. There you go. Sweet. What's wrong with
yeah,
that?
I've never seen Wooly Willy, I swear.
Wow.
And I'm kind of glad.
Can you imagine the first guy that thought of this? Like, just a fucking piece of cardboard, some metal shavings,
making
and a
millions,
magnet.
Making millions.
Wonder why they discontinued it.
Still exists.
Yeah, you could probably just rip that thing open and just fucking
yeah.
swallow a bunch
yeah.
of magnets.
It still exists. I see. You can still find them at, like, Walgreens and shit.
In China.
Or God. In the United States.
Whatever. People don't give a shit what their kids choke on anymore. They got amber necklaces on them for teeth pain. It's a bunch of bullshit.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Every person who's had a kid that I've seen has a real tight choker, like, amber necklace because they think that the acid and the oils in the amber, like, rubs into your skin and gets into your bloodstream and is an analgesic for, like, tooth pain.
And what did my brother say earlier?
His brother said...
If alternative medicine worked, it would just be called medicine.
Who's doing this? Crazy people?
A bunch of people I don't know. A bunch of parents and stuff because it's, like,
My sister hasn't done this to my niece.
Ask her if she's heard about it. Maybe your sister has a half brain.
Baltic
amber.
She doesn't have
a half brain. At least. Baltic amber.
Well, there's a lot of people, like, people that think, like, oh, my kid's autistic because he doesn't like homework. I still don't like homework. I have some upstairs. Did anybody want to do it for me? Because I really don't fucking want to. But it doesn't mean I'm autistic. Anyways, we don't need to get on political ridiculous rants. Yeah,
too much.
Like that. We'll get under fire like Dennis Leary did when he talked about that.
I think we can avoid such high profile. Yeah.
Well, no, in his book that he wrote, he did went off about people doing that, saying my kid's this
kids and stuff, yeah.
Then people started taking things out of context out of the book.
Yeah, don't mess with people's kids.
Jenny McCarthy was like pissed, and then now like a few weeks back she's like, I was wrong. And
you should probably get your kids fucking vaccinated.
Yeah. Oops, I need to go get my kids vaccinated now. I was fucking wrong.
It wasn't enough that, you know, the doctor who brought up that study had his medical license revoked like a decade ago.
It's okay.
We still continue on.
People's Jay Cutler still believes it, I guess.
Hey, speaking of kids, I wonder if any of the kids in this movie had their shots.
They might have because they were mob kids. anyways, this whole movie is your typical. They don't really go too much into the backstory of the Punisher, which is kind of nice. You kind of if you know it, but I guess if being the first movie, you would think they would go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too deep. It's, you know, his wife and kids are murdered by the mob.
Yeah.
That's the story. That's why he starts doing everything. In the Thomas Jane one, you get a little bit, like a 10-15 minutes with his family.
It's like a whole family reunion where they're all slaughtered.
It's not even just his wife and kids. It is his entire extended family on his dad's side. It is just like, they are all fucking gunned down. In like the Caribbean, they're like on fucking vacation family reunion. All gunned down.
Oh my god.
He's even blown up.
That was my only complaint is he felt a little like one-dimensional-ish. Brooding, frowny,
yes.
Detached.
I mean,
but
it is, and Dolph Lundgren is as awesome as he is, and I do enjoy a lot of his movies. He's not the greatest actor in the whole world. There's
maybe
a reason
he's the smartest actor.
He is very, very smart, and there's a reason why like he could play a character like Ivan Drago so well. Just I'll break you, like, when he dies. Just, like, small little lines, you know what I mean? Just, like, little tiny things. He just has to stand there punching robotic bags and, what's the fucking chick?
I don't remember.
Bridget Nielsen. You know, being like, do it. Just, you know, she's not the greatest either. That's why she played just this fucking Russian chick who didn't have many lines.
That's why she hooked up with Flava Flav for an extended period of time.
And Sly Stallone. That's why she's in the movie, and then she's in Cobra as well.
Cobra.
Another great Sly Stallone movie.
Power shoulder pads.
Yeah. Good old Bridget Nielsen. She's pretty gross nowadays.
Yeah, she's scary.
Was she still alive?
That's why. She was on that.
Yeah, Flame of Flame show was like, that was like 10 years ago.
Okay, shut up. But she was Flame of Love. She is still alive.
She called him Foofy Foofy. She called the fucking guy. She called Flava Flav Foofy Foofy. Fucking public enemy number one over here.
Called her Gita.
That's the reason why Chuck D is the more prominent figure of public enemy.
I think Chuck D was always
Flava Flav was just the guy. Figure. He was just the hype man.
Yeah.
He didn't rap it too much. He just
Remember the roast?
Yeah, boy.
Remember the roast of Flava Flav and how like. Fucking scary racist that was.
It was. Somebody mentioned that he looked like a burnt skeleton.
Yeah, or like one of the, whatchacallit, raisins.
Yes,
yeah.
California raisins.
Yeah,
the best thing that came out of that roast was Jimmy Kimmel. It was only maybe a week after this had happened. A week or two. He said, He said, Flavor Flav, Chris Benoit is a better father than you are.
Oh, yeah. That
and
was
I was
intense.
Like, whoa. This is like, that happened like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it like, was really close.
Whoa. That's pretty fucked up and hilarious.
It was. You remember?
What?
Chris Benoit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I think we all remember that he murdered his family.
Yikes.
And tarnished his name and
I'd like to
the wrestling that, industry for a long time.
I'd like to think that he finished one of them off with a flying headbutt.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Yeah, you know, boom, and then
no,
cross-face
no,
crippler.
No, no.
Tap!
No.
Tap! Tap!
No.
Bible.
No.
Well, I'll tell you more. I'll tell you some interesting things about that I learned recently. After we recorded, we don't need to talk about Chris Benoit out of here. We're getting way too distracted in this episode. Yeah, his family is murdered by the mob. He starts picking off
mobsters,
guilty people doing murder, committing murders,
pulling
doing
a
wrong
Dexter.
Things. So he, well, yeah, I mean, Punisher was like
yeah,
way
got
before
it,
then.
I got it.
He's existed way before the Dexter.
I'm just saying, they're was, comparable.
And he's way more badass
way,
than Dexter.
Vice versa.
I mean, he's a fucking dude running around with guns, killing people.
On a motorcycle.
So, a lot of times on a motorcycle, yes.
And zip lines.
Through
tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So, in the beginning, this Moriarty character is released from prison. When he came out, I'm like, this is going to be the bad guy for the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? They're reporting it on the news. It's like a big deal. He's like, oh, the Punisher ain't shit. Blah, 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 blah. Immediately, the Punisher sneaks in this guy's house, kills all his fucking goons, blows this fucking guy's house
with the reporters still outside.
Yes, all the reporters, including cameraman with camo jacket.
Camo man.
He, and yeah, and the one guy goes, the one reporter goes, holy shit, the Punisher! Because he's standing in the doorway, for some reason, red lighting in the background.
Oh, that was fire.
Red lighting in the background, and then fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more blowing.
Yeah, and then the house just explodes. You know, there's, Louis Gossett Jr. plays a cop who thinks he knows who the Punisher is. Who he thinks that it's his old partner, Frank Castle. It's obvious to people. He doesn't show his face too often, so it's not as obvious as you're stating.
If you put two and two together, though, if you worked with him.
If you put two and two together, that a man who is declared dead is going around murdering people as the Punisher, that's not usually what you think.
If you were his partner.
Well, if you knew his methods. I mean, how
but
many
when
years
he was a cop,
together?
When he was a cop, I don't think he was going around just murdering.
Do you know that?
Maybe yes, I do
Jr.
know
did
that.
Know that.
And why in the hell was Lou Gossett Jr. his character's? You know what his character's name was? Okay, it was Jake. I said Jake many times. You know what his last name was?
The Snake.
No, Berkowitz.
What?
Lou Gossett Jr. played a character named Jake Berkowitz.
Oh, okay.
What, like, in what realm did they think, like, this is what this character's name should be? Berkowitz.
He looks Jewish?
No. He looks the furthest from Jewish.
Weird.
Possible. Right. Like, that's just beyond me right now, that his name was Jake Berkowitz. Anyways, Jake is convinced that the Punisher is Frank Castle. Everyone's like, drop this shit. We can't have you going around saying that this ex-cop is now this crazed vigilante, even though he is killing people who do bad things. Like, for people who don't know, Punisher's like Batman.
Yeah.
But kills people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Batman just maims them.
He just maims them and throws them in Arkham
Asylum.
Beats
them up and ties them all together and puts them in a pile of garbage.
Or in the prison where they belong. But yes.
And Batman's pretty fucking dark.
Yeah. He is, but he knows.
But he doesn't kill them.
He doesn't usually kill people.
No.
He just beats them within an inch
they
of their
life. They need
to
be potting.
Yes. Basically.
Making you wish you were dead.
Yeah, that's his style. Making you wish he was dead. You know what? In the beginning of this movie, when they're talking about the Punisher, one of the mobsters, I think, or I think maybe it was the girl, Sam, that was the character's name.
The female earrings lady?
Yeah, the female detective.
She's like,
yeah, he's just going around whacking off guys.
Yeah.
Did they say whacking guys off?
Whacking guys off.
Whacking off guys. Which is worse?
Which sounds worse?
Why can't you just say whacking guys? Yeah. Everyone would know what you meant.
Whacking off.
Whacking them. Whacking guys off. He's just jerking off all these dudes all over town, and then they die.
Yep.
Just all the way to completion.
Punished.
Completion.
Some sort of weird, like, undertones there.
I suppose if he's going too fast and you get that ball slap against the
hand. We don't need to analyze.
He has him down there in the sewers with the fire going and...
No more theories.
Things just get a little too intense, stretches him out a little bit on the fucking...
Bit sweaty.
...tables and then,
Nope.
Oh, and then they die. Brain aneurysm every time. Nope. He has his magic touch.
Getting whacked off.
The Frank Castle touch.
No more.
He was a masseuse before he was a cop, but things got too dangerous, so they needed to be a cop.
That's what I heard.
Enough.
Enough? Never enough. So when Moriarty, that's from Sherlock Holmes, Moriarty is killed, we're introduced to the new, like, bad guy, the one for the whole movie, kind of, up until... up until the Yakuza come in, which they end up being the bad... Like, the bad guy just keeps being shifted. It's just, passed the torch.
It's weird.
The baton is passed from person to person. But Franco, this is the main...
Yeah.
...bad guy here.
The main mobby.
Yes. He wants to unite all the families of all the gangs, do this whole big thing, but he can't do it because the Yakuza come in and want control, kidnap some kids...
Kidnap all the mob kids.
Yeah, kidnap all the mob kids.
Kathy.
Sounds like a bad reality
Tim
show.
Tim Tommy. It does. Tommy.
One of my,
Tommy.
One of my favorite characters in this movie had to be...
Jake Berkowitz.
No. The character Shake. Who was the thespian.
Yeah,
That's the character. That's what it says on
that
here.
That was his actual name.
Poor man, Hugh Laurie.
He was recently in The Great Gatsby.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, there you go. He's still still going. He's on Dance Academy, whatever that is, some TV show. He was in Australia.
Ooh, he's friends with Baz Luhrmann then.
Clearly.
Must be. He sounded Australian a little, no? He had like a weird rhymey thing happening too.
Maybe because...
What's his name?
I don't know. He was also in Mr. Nice Guy with Jackie Chan. So
what's his name?
Knows?
You're not looking at it?
His name is Barry Otto.
Barry.
And he is from Australia.
Yeah,
Brisbane.
He had a weird thing going on with his voice.
Yes. He was a thespian.
A what?
What?
What are you saying? You calling me lesbian?
Yeah, I didn't understand.
That was like a scene.
What people do react that way, though.
There's a scene in a bar where there's like all these drunk people everywhere. There's one guy... He looks like he's, like, somebody's, like, Little League baseball coach.
Yeah.
Like, sitting there, wasted, fucking Oakland Raiders hat, twisted to the side. Just, like, wasted. And the thespian guy comes up, who's also drunk, begging for money. Why, I don't know. He can just get money from the Punisher,
I guess. Apparently his BFF gets free motorcycle rides and guns.
Was
this
Los Angeles?
89? I thought it said Oakland. Mm-hmm. Maybe it just said Raiders. Maybe it did say Los Angeles. Well, I mean, they were Oakland, then they went to L.A., and then they went back to Oakland.
It was just a hat.
I thought they were L.A. at the time.
They might have been L.A. at the time. Regardless, the British-Australian guy, whatever, he comes up to him, and he's just like, can I have a dollar? Like, all, like, weird.
Can you help out a poor, starving thespian?
Yeah, poor, starving thespian. And he's like, what are you calling me, lesbian?
He was just kind of like, what?
Is what did you? No, he did say, what did you call me?
I thought he said, what did you say?
He goes, what did you call me? And he's like, I'm an actor. And he's just like,
an actor.
Pardon,
sir. I know what acting is. Okay, here's your money. But then he gets kicked out of the bar. Clearly, he's in there way too much.
Panhandling
for money.
That's being in.
Yeah, he would never. He would do good at working where we work. All the people that beg for change constantly and money. So, why'd I say shush?
I said.
Oh, I thought you said shush. Like, is it like, don't say where... I didn't say where we work. DL. I just said we work at a place that's the same.
Defensive. Oh,
no.
He doesn't care what you say about work.
I don't.
Okay.
I'm a thespian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But then when he gets kicked out, there is... This character has many great moments, but there is a remote control semi-truck with a bottle of booze going around in the street, and he just follows it. This is before you know that he has anything to do with Frank Castle, the Punisher.
The Punisher is well-prepared.
He is very well-prepared. He
just sneaks into people's houses and rigs a bunch of explosives.
But he has all these toys to play with that his kids don't need.
But he
anymore.
Is clearly paying... Ooh. Oh, damn. He's clearly bartering with this guy with booze.
Yeah.
For information. Where the fuck is this guy getting all of this? He knows everything.
Scrappy alley cat drunks. People don't think he's listening, and then he just gets all the info.
Like, he literally gets... He knows everything. How does this guy... On the acting and the beat on the fucking Broadway scene, he knows. Oh, that's where
he hears all the mob chatter when he's down
then
in
they
the
go
pit.
When they go to the theater. The theater.
With the Phantom.
Yeah, hey Rosalie, we're going to the theater.
You can never trust a violinist.
This is true. This is very true.
Nothing good ever happened to nobody. No high standing gentleman in a theater.
And then there were a lot of really big action like scenes in this movie though. First was the shipment coming in that was supposed to bond the families together.
$500 million worth of drugs.
Yes, on this boat by pirates from like 19 or
yeah,
like
what happened
1722
there?
Or something like that.
They were dressed very like
French faggots.
Oh yeah,
fucking faggot Frenchmen.
That's what the guy said.
Literally a quote from this movie. He said, fucking faggot Frenchman.
Very 80s on the cusp of 90s lingo in this movie.
It reminds me in Monster Squad, the one kid goes, stop being such a fag.
That's just that specific line from that.
It's like, when you were a kid, like, you know, you watched it, whatever, but then, like, going back and watching, it's like, that's funny, they said fag in this movie.
Right?
It's like a PG
movie. Yeah, in the 80s, like, seriously, they could fucking say whatever they wanted
and
nobody gave a shit.
This kid called this other kid a fag.
Yeah.
And then Dracula calls her little girl a bitch. It's okay. It happens.
The 80s were a lawless time.
Yeah.
they were great. So, the whole shipment goes wrong. These scuba ninjas show up.
Yeah, they were.
Fucking spike balls left and right.
Like
they look like mini mines.
Yeah, that's exactly what they looked like.
They look like mini mines from like a video game or something. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Or like in Street Fighter when he's going through. I don't know why that popped in my head. Remember he's like in the movie? In the boat.
Yes.
Yes.
I do remember.
Unfortunately. We remember that. It's, and then there's like swords through chests. You know, gunshots galore, just...
The scuba ninjas are full of knives.
Yeah, but then they also see that the Punisher is watching. They try to shoot him.
There's also a booba scuba ninja.
There is a female scuba ninja. She is a... we never found out if she... we're assuming she was American. She could have been, like, Russian or something.
No, she took her thing off. Oh, but you know that character.
Yeah, we don't...
The one white girl hanging out with all the Asians.
She was probably Russian.
We don't know what ethnicity
she never talked.
Was. She never talked.
She just hung out in leotards with giant long earrings that could crucify someone.
Yeah.
Evidently.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, there was... Before they all get murdered, I really like the one mobster's like trying to figure out what everybody's got going on. Like, if they're making sure they're in their spots. And he goes... What, you got anything? He goes, yeah, bad kidney. I got to pee.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, just do it then. Then he gets stabbed.
Well, he says, it's dead up here. And then he dies.
Yeah.
Famous last words.
Yep, there we go. And then the Punisher ziplines, hits a guy in the fucking chest with a crossbow that has a... Like
a line
attached to it, zip lines down on this guy's dead body.
While firing his submachine guns,
yeah.
and killing everybody.
And shotguns.
Yes.
one-handed shotgun firing. That happened a lot.
Sparks. So many sparks.
Every time he fired the shotgun, mass amount of sparks and smoke.
Yeah.
Every single time he fired that shotgun.
Which doesn't really happen.
Yeah, that's why I'm...
Effects! Effects!
So many overdone effects.
That's what I'm saying.
Man. Explode it!
and I like that scene where the Yakuza come in to the meeting with all the Italian families, essentially. Well, the mob families. And that one Adrian Brody guy, he just starts going off.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a very over-the-top mobster. He had a very flamboyant, like, mobstery type of outfit on.
Oversized.
Was it pinstriped? Was it oversized and pinstriped?
Uh-huh.
It was almost like a character from, like, Dick Tracy or something.
Yeah. The mobsters in this were very, like, Dick Tracy-esque.
Except they just needed, like, red and blue.
Flat top.
Yeah.
They just needed, like, different colored outfits on and shit like that. And then they'd be good to go.
Yeah.
But I like when Lou Gossett Jr., shortly after this, I think it was, they're at the police station, and she's like, I'll look up stuff on the computer. And he goes, what are you going to play, Miss Pac-Man or something?
Yeah.
Like, that's what computers are to him.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, beep,
like,
boop,
oh,
boop.
You're just playing Miss Pac-Man over here.
All I know about a computer is games.
She was using a Hewlett-Packard computer.
Wow.
I didn't notice that. That's what's on the screen.
But you did bring up the restaurant scene, and you didn't mention the fact that it looked exactly like the restaurant from...
Oh, I was talking about the other meeting scene. But yes, when all the Italian families are at the restaurant, it is literally the same restaurant from The Godfather. Like, literally Michael Corleone is in the bathroom getting the gun from the back of the toilet. Like, it was almost identical, minus there's neons in the window. Like, it couldn't have been any more...
Which they didn't have, and... Well, no, I think they did. But they were trying to class it up at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't... I think you're trying to think maybe it took place a long, long time ago, and that's the second one in the flashbacks. And the first one, it's like in the 60s or whatever,
yeah.
70s. So, good to go.
This theory works.
It does work. Anyways, the Yakuza decide to kidnap all the children...
Yeah.
Of the mobsters. All these mobsters just so happen to have children. If they have wives, I don't know. You don't see them. You would have thought maybe these kids might have been with a mother at some point.
They generally did it when they were, like, all at school, though.
Or being watched by a nanny with a giant, talking, creepy fucking
panda.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It
weird
was like
panda
Teddy
thing.
Ruxpin, but, like, 10 times larger.
Yeah, really.
And
big.
10 times creepier.
And I was like, hey,
and the mouth, like,
hey.
Moved weird. It was like a flappy mouth, like a big, giant flappy mouth. And the lady was, like, moving its arms.
Yeah.
Like, meow.
And then they just fucking straight up shot the nanny through the bear in front of those kids.
Many people were murdered in front of children.
Indiscriminate massacring of people who were not involved in any way, shape, or form in the mob.
Yes, it's very, very weird. Oh, it's funny, I was looking at my notes, and I wrote down, dog on the street. There was just,
oh, yeah.
There was that one scene of all that commotion out front,
like,
of a building.
Like the train station or something.
Yeah,
or
and then there's just a dog wandering.
Hello.
There's a dog.
In the middle of people, yeah.
Like, no leash, no collar, nothing. Just a dog. Like, in the middle of New York?
Wherever
Los Angeles?
Are.
Were they supposed to be in L.A.?
I was wearing that Raiders hat.
It's true.
Back to the Raiders.
But, like, the Raiders were, like, a thing back then.
But he is in, like, the sewer and stuff all the time.
New York doesn't have sewers.
Yeah,
they do.
That's not what I was saying, but... I
what
just feel like...
sarcastic?
I just feel like sewers are more...
Everywhere
maybe
has sewers.
Maybe I'm thinking of the Ninja Turtles.
Where
I don't know.
Have sewers?
I feel like the Ninja Turtles were in California.
The Ninja Turtles are definitely in New York City. 100%.
Yeah.
Just forget it. I'm backpedaling.
100%
just forget
New York
it.
City.
Just forget it.
We'll wait for Michael Bay to change that.
Why do they love pizza so much?
No, they're
so
still
much?
In New York City. Because people in New York City love
pizza. They do
pizza.
Love pizza. I mean, everyone loves pizza. Okay, urban city. Insert name here. Sewers.
Metropolis.
Yeah. Gotham.
Gotham. That's where the Punisher lives. But the Punisher is primarily in... I can't say that, though, because in, like... The other movies, he's not really in New York. He's in, like, Miami in the one with fucking John Travolta and Thomas Jane. I don't know. He's usually in New York because, like, that's how he runs into, like, the X-Men and, like, Spider-Man and stuff. They're all usually in New York.
Hobnobbin.
Hobgoblin.
Okay.
I just assumed Los Angeles because of his actor friend.
But he was a thespian in the theater, so I thought it would be Broadway.
Know, but
there's theater in L.A., I know, but it's not, like, as prominent as, like, Broadway.
There were lots of denim jackets.
But it wasn't, like, gritty. Like, 80s New York and was gritty and dirty.
Yeah.
So every movie reflected that really well. So this didn't ever seem...
Yeah, I felt like the mobster guys, you know, were, like, foppish. Like,
maybe
that one...
in Jersey. No?
Why not?
I just felt like people were very, like, prissy. Even some of the bad guys, even that mobster guy was a total fop.
Maybe this was in Connecticut. I don't know. It's in Hartford, Connecticut, I guess. I have no idea. The kid actors, though, were absolutely hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I wish we would have got more of the red-headed kid with the knee pads.
Buzz, the
roller hockey kid.
Yeah.
He was great. The kid who played Tommy for Franco's kid.
Tommy
Franco, I guess, would be his name. He was awesome. He was a little
weird.
He was a little douchebag.
Yeah, he was.
He got punched and pushed so many fucking times.
Straight up punched in the face by adults.
He got punched in the face.
Yeah, a bunch.
He deserved it.
Shoved into it. Then when he got shoved in to a chair, over the chair into some water tank or something.
Yes,
propane tank.
He got shoved down into glass multiple times.
A barrel. There you go. And then when he brought that whack that guy in the back of the head with a chair, that's when he got punched.
He said it's Vader time.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's time. Vader time. That's what the kid said right as he hit him with the chair.
I heard him.
He yelled it, Vader time. And yeah, the kid acting was absolutely ridiculous. Oh, we were talking about the mass amount of killing in this movie. The casino scene.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people had to die during that scene.
Yeah, that was,
like, Punisher,
didn't make any sense.
I know you only saw three bodies, but he comes down through the window because apparently the Punisher really loves kids. Well, like, his kids died, so I get it. Like,
yeah.
But, like, he really loves kids. Like, he decided to go into this war between the Yakuza and these families just because kids were involved. And it was the families of the mob people that he hates. So it's, like, conflicting. But
drama.
He does it anyways. He goes into the casino and, like, straight up just mows down everybody in the fucking joint.
And then all the machines, you would think that they, like, personally had a vendetta with him.
Yes.
And the liquor.
And he mowed down everybody. He had to be killing multiple people. Oh, and there were boobs during the casino scene as well. And he is mowing down people, but that scene, how long was that scene?
It was 5 minutes of constant.
At least 5 minutes.
It's just a very long drone.
And then he's shooting shotgun shells through his grenade launcher.
Yeah, he popped a big old hole in the wall. Like, those people didn't have very much further to run. I don't know where they could have run. But, like, not all of those people were involved in. There were, like, women in there.
Yeah, he killed more than the three people we saw on the ground.
Well, maybe their bodies disintegrated.
Then
with
they
all
just,
of the bullets.
Why did all the bodies have to be on camera? There's pool tables around, all kinds of things they could have been behind.
It was a very big place.
It wasn't. It was pretty circular. It seemed like it was a room.
Someone, three people.
I mean, I agree. I don't think,
Just saying. I think he killed more than three people. I did like the one scene, too, when he was in the Coney Island for whatever shutdown version of Coney
Park.
Island. And Coney Island is in fucking New York!
Alright, fine! Nobody's putting up a fight, we just didn't know!
I'm just saying, I just thought of that. It made me think, like, oh my God. But he was at Coney Island. Or maybe it was just replica Coney Island.
Well, either way, maybe that suggests
I mean, the argument could go towards New York, because...
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be easier for those faggot Frenchmen to get to New York than it would be for them to get to California.
Clipped from
this
the movie.
This is very true.
But then they could have also been
what
in Miami.
As a disclaimer.
You want to make sure that it's not Ryan's opinions?
Yeah. The views expressed are not his own.
They're the movies.
Yeah.
What?
Faggot Frenchmen.
Oh, yeah. Those faggot Frenchmen.
Yeah. That's just what they were.
Yeah. Ascots and everything.
Yes, they did have ascots. They literally looked like Frenchmen out of like the 1800s or something.
They looked like Les Miserables.
Yeah, it was fucking
Miserables.
Yeah, it's just
Les Miserables.
Absurd. Like Frenchman and out of like a cartoon, like a Looney Tunes cartoon. Like, oh ho, Bugs Bunny!
Baguettes!
Oh my God. Oh ho, Pepe Le Pew!
Maybe he called them baguette Frenchmen.
Yeah, he did.
He those did.
Those baguette Frenchmen.
Yeah, that's what
and
he said.
And their crusty bread.
Yeah. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? But there's a scene where they capture the Punisher and they put him in that stretching machine.
Ew!
And... well, the chain face, they whip a chain at his face while he's riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, the guy, like, grabs his face from behind. It's like his nose is all smooth. It reminds me of those selfies people take now where they tape their face together.
What?
They wrap their head in clear packing tape and like, take pictures of themselves.
Like Pee Wee Herman?
Where's the basement? Yeah, I guess.
Just like...
You've never seen Pee Wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, I don't remember
it. In the beginning, he wakes up in the morning, he puts all the tape on his head, and he's like, ah!
Yeah. But people, I don't know, it's like a resurgence of that, I guess. People are just wrapping their heads and packing tape and taking selfies.
I've never seen this.
Oh, well, I saw it all over, on like, the internet.
You hang out with way too many children.
Do you go on Tumblr?
No, it wasn't a Tumblr.
Do you hang out with a lot of high schoolers? Because I feel like you
no,
might.
No, it was on, like... Gawker, probably, or something, or Reddit, or something.
Deadspin?
BuzzFeed.
Either way. But anyway, he definitely got some stuff to the face, some chains to the face.
Well, he got chains to the face, too, and when he was on the motorcycle, they whipped the chains at his head, and that's when he went flying off, and they captured him.
Whoa.
And then they capture him, they're putting him in this stretching device.
The rack? The torture rack?
The torture rack.
Yeah. Lex Luger?
Yeah,
there was
like
weird undertones of like narcissist. 80s softcore porn happenings.
Yes,
that.
It was very weird. But they also have the thespian guy chained up. They all leave, except for two goons and this doctor.
And
Yakuza doctor.
He was wearing a lab coat.
And he had a stethoscope around his neck. That's a thing,
yeah.
You know. That doctors have, so he was the Yakuza doctor.
Well, we never talked about that Asian lady.
Oh, the Yakuza leader.
Yeah.
We only mentioned the Yakuza. All they right. Okay. This Asian woman was the Yakuza leader.
There. Which has never mentioned her existence before. She was like the main
Her
bad.
Name was Lady Tanaka.
Lady Tanaka. Mm-hmm.
Yep. She was also in Metro with Eddie Murphy and Saint Elsewhere, and she's in The Grudge 2.
Wow.
Oh.
And a bunch of other stuff, but those are the notable ones that she was in. And Loverboy, remember that movie?
Yeah, with the boy,
Patrick
the little
Dempsey.
Boy, right?
Yeah,
the
Patrick Dempsey, and he bangs Kirstie Alley and Carrie Fisher and other older women.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyways, yeah, she's like the leader of the Yakuza. Anyways, they leave. And this, one huge flaw in this, stretch machine, wing nuts, right next to the hands in the chains.
Yeah.
Like, why? This is the worst design ever.
He doesn't have
you can easily
thumbs.
Just yeah. He can just twist it off. Boom, nothing. And he goes, "Hey, I want to say something." And I literally think he said "Sayonara," because he said he. It sounded like "Sayonara," but it almost sounded like "Sayonara." Because he had to say something. He goes, "Sayonara!"
I wouldn't put it past.
I don't know.
And then, well, then he goes, "Let's stretch this one out." When he has the doctor all tied up. He has the doctor put in the stretch machine, and the doctor is wearing red high heels.
Nothing is ever said.
We never saw his feet prior. I really believe that was a character decision.
Yeah.
That this character is going to wear red high heels for whatever reason. Every other woman left with their shoes on.
There was no transference of high heels during the...
I don't think the Punisher
during the duration of this.
Heels on him for the sole purpose of torture.
Right. Now you're dead and shamed.
Okay. And we were talking about the restaurant before that's from The Godfather. When the one woman like crucified the Adrian Brody guy with her earring knives...
Yeah.
The main woman grabbed a glass and just like woo with her finger. Did she kill those other three men?
I thought she like poisoned them or something.
Where did you think what did you think happened?
I thought it had like a
she
dog
was, like,
whistle effect.
Well, she was like something and she was like the
she's
glass.
Rubbing the plastic crystal. Because
they were like, "What are you gonna do?" or whatever. She's like, "I already have," and I was like, and then they're like, ah, and then they died. So I don't know.
So you think that was poison?
I don't know. How would the noise
poison
just
transferred
make,
via sound?
How would the noise just make them die? No, they were drinking out of the glasses.
Yes, they were.
And then she said the guy who didn't drink, because he said, I'm on medication, the Adrian Brody guy, that's when she said, you refuse the drink, now accept the chaser. And she put a gun in his mouth, and I thought that was clever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like she poisoned them. All
right,
them.
She did poison them. You followed that
bing, bing.
Way closer than the rest of us.
You guys were like talking or something.
I thought she killed us. She killed
us.
We're all fucking dead. I thought she killed them via just sound. And they were just like,
Bleh. Like I said, on that one field trip where all the kids, you would think you could kill somebody with that noise, because a bunch of high school kids doing it at the exact same time out at a really fancy restaurant in Naperville pretty much did the trick for adults.
And then just after that, all of a sudden, we haven't seen the Punisher in a while. He's driving a bus.
Yeah, he just gets a bus.
We don't know what he did with it. Said bus driver who was possibly driving this. But he definitely made a man miss his stop.
There's just
like a comedic scene that they had there. You drunk old man on the bus is like the fucking ambulance guy, the old man, epic beard man. You missed my stop. And he's like, sorry. And he gave him like a free bus pass. He's like, thanks. Like, what the fuck was this scene?
Yeah, that
just like
was
when
weird.
They showed those like Japanese samurai masks for like about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
You just don't understand art.
I don't get it. I'll never understand art. Because I don't know, Lars von Trier, he would understand this movie.
Yeah, definitely art.
He wishes he would have directed it.
Well,
so I've heard.
So you've heard.
Look it up.
How about that?
Whoa.
Bing it.
I'm not gonna bing it. But god damn it. Anyways, yeah. And then the Punisher goes into where all the kids are. How did he find out where the kids were hidden?
The guy, I think, the thespian.
But he did told him the wrong place because it's when they kidnapped. Oh no, the doctor told them.
Oh yeah.
So he steals the bus. He gets all the kids. The one kid's like, Kathy! Who's Kathy? It was like, not matching his mouth. Redubbed. And they go, not only where's Kathy, where's Tommy?
Yeah,
nobody cared about him.
Nobody
he's locked
gave a
up
fuck about his
cage.
Doucher ass.
They save him.
Little shit.
There is a shootout happening at the Punisher.
Yeah.
He leaves Tommy behind.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck this kid. Tommy, like, punched an adult as well.
Yeah, well, he tried to help the Punisher out.
Being scrappy.
Yeah, he tried to help the Punisher, and
he got punched again.
There's literally a shootout happening at this bus.
Of kids. Yep.
And while this is happening, the bus drives by one of the cars with a guy on top of the car.
Yeah.
He jumps through the window of the bus.
Yeah, the front window.
And lands successfully inside and is well and alive.
He, like, shattered through the front of the bus. Well, the bus
window.
No,
he jumped through one
of
the side windows.
Yeah.
He jumps in one of the side windows. Still, jumped through a window.
Into the moving vehicle.
Yes, full of children.
Mm-hmm.
And while all that is happening, while the guys are shooting at the bus, there is a cheeseburger stand to the right of everybody. Nobody's shooting in that direction. The guy in the stand dies.
Wow!
Yeah. He's like, you literally see his arms flail. He goes down.
Yeah.
His pacemaker battery went out.
Maybe. He's like, oh shit!
Pacemaker? Why didn't he have a pacemaker?
He's just rewriting the whole.
He's just coming up with this character.
Yeah.
Everyone needs a backstory.
Yeah.
Even cheeseburger guy.
I'm
so,
dead.
He yeah. wouldn't have heart problems if he didn't spend
and
so much.
And then the
time
guy who was in the bus gets thrown out the window from the reckless driving and is hanging there. The kids are, like, punching his fingers.
Yeah, like, pushing his fingers back, which, I don't believe
and
little
he
kids could do that.
And he swerves again, the guy falls out, gets run over by his own
fucking
people.
And meanwhile, when we know the kids saw him, because after this, the girls are victorious and, like, pushing his hands off the window. They both, like, try to simultaneously shove their heads through the window to look back. And as they watch this dude get fucking just run the fuck over.
Yes. And then the one Yakuza car smashes into the pest control van,
blows up
because they're pests.
It blew up before impact,
pesty.
I'm pretty sure.
It might have. And then the Punisher just turns himself in.
Whatever.
Well, he had to, show that he saved the kids. But then he just turns himself into the police. And literally, he's telling, oh, if you're guilty, you should be dead, blah, blah, blah. Has all these fucking issues, all this shit going on in his head. And literally, after he talks to Lou Gossett Jr.'s character, all of a sudden we see him riding on a motorcycle again.
It was a dream, though.
I know, but at first we were all what the fuck is going on?
I'm out.
I'm done with jail.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, okay, it's a dream. And then the... Franco ends up kidnapping... Okay. When the guys kidnapped Frank out of the back of the escort vehicle, what happened to the female detective?
They punched her in the face.
You never saw her again the rest of the movie.
No, she got punched in the face.
Right? Or was she at the very tail end?
No, at the end I thought she said something to him. At the end she said something to him.
Very tail end.
But to me, she was just like a talking head, and all I think I heard her say at the end was like, boop, boop, boop,
boop, beep, doo, doo, doo. Basically, Franco wants the Punisher to help him get his son back. So, if he's not going to help him, he's going to kill Lou Gossett Jr. He decides to help him. And all of a sudden, this is when Franco goes, full-on flamboyant.
Yeah.
He's wearing, a jean jacket with the
collar
popped up.
All the way
and
up.
He's, very flamboyant all of a sudden. And he's like, you want this? Oh, whatever.
Combed back, slick back hair.
It was just very, very
weird. Well,
that's
I was saying in the 80s, guys who were more dapper or, higher class. That's, weird. Like, that Uncle Roman thing with the, turtleneck and the, gelled hair.
Gay.
I mean, not his attitude, but
the character
way
didn't
the
seem
dressing.
Gay at all. He just dressed kind of like a douchebag.
Foppy.
Okay, there's a difference between dressing like a douchebag.
It's like a metrosexual type thing now.
Yeah. Like a yacht dress. That's how Roman was dressed in Great Outdoors.
Yeah.
In this, he was not dressed like that. He had a t-shirt on and a jean jacket. Yeah. His hair was just slicked back. His hair was slicked back the whole movie.
Something weird.
The way he was acting.
There was some
he
weird attitude.
Very flamboyant.
Yeah, was
and
weird.
He even gave him a look the one time
that
when
was
he
like a weird
he
moment.
Shot the guy in the head, saved the Punisher, and he gave him a look like. It was a very
that one's on the house.
Yeah, they take down the whole Yakuza. There's some intense fight scenes, all in red.
Yeah.
That was a weird.
Well, that
choice.
One lady, the lady lights. Too, was dressed like Kabuki makeup.
Yeah.
The
and then
Yakuza woman.
He takes down the Asian guys, the two Asian guys, both stabbed with swords of various weapons hanging on the walls.
Katana
he takes down the one American chick, breaks her neck.
Oh, yeah, but she had stabbies all over. She had knives up the waz.
But, she had knife shoes. She had knives coming out of every fucking orifice. She had knives. but at the same time, the thespian guy helps them by blowing up the elevators.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And what was the scene? What was with that scene with the elevator worker?
Oh, the gay elevator worker?
Oh, yeah, he was it's gotta be
I haven't done in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Excuse me? 5 minutes.
These are tricky. Yeah, it was, unnecessary.
Yeah, it was very, very weird.
But he was also gay.
And then, Frank ends up... Right as the Yakuza chick is about to make Franco shoot himself.
Which, yeah, weird.
Yeah, put a gun in his mouth.
Yeah, right.
Shoot himself. The Punisher comes smashing in through, knife to the fucking head.
Yeah.
Game over. And then Franco turns on Castle.
Of course.
Because he's taken down so many people. But he helped him. He helped him in so many ways. I don't even understand. Why? Because you think he's going to end up just killing you? Which he does. Only because out of self-defense... And so he helped you out in so many ways. Took down all your competition. Every single bit. Even the other families. They're all fucking dead.
Yeah.
You're the only one left.
There still had to be some...
Yeah, so he turns on him.
Nonsensical
Franco
conflict.
Gets killed in the midst of a struggle. And Tommy sees his dad die.
Cool. Well, he leaves at first. He makes him leave, which I also thought was weird because here he's... Been away from his kid,
all
and there's
the
bad
guys.
Guys
are dead. They're dead.
Yeah, but still, just go
hall.
Out there in the hall with whoever could be
didn't,
fucking
he didn't
back
want
there.
His kid to see him kill him.
Well, his kid saw him get killed, so his big plan didn't work out so great.
Well, Tommy was gonna was going to shoot the Punisher, but then he decided not to.
That part was really weird for me. The kid, like, weird crying, angry, sad, scared, crying, like, weird stoic face, tears, and then shaking, like, ugh, like, weird for a kid to look like that. It was, and he had, like, weird adult features. Yeah. I don't know, that kid creeped me the fuck out.
Yeah, he was kind of weird.
And then he just, like, dropped the gun and was like,
yeah, and we don't know what happened with the kid.
It's probably
adopted by the Punisher.
Weird therapy, tons of therapy.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah, lots and lots of therapy, but yeah, just very.
Then I don't remember what happened.
The movie.
I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, Punisher gets away.
I feel like he was talking to that lady at the end. Yeah, the end. Oh yeah, the very, very end was balls.
Yeah,
again.
Dolph balls.
Yeah, Dolph balls. That's it.
Yeah, it just ends. Like, he gives a speech about how the Punisher...
I am the Punisher. Yeah, yeah, like, whatever.
The guilty the will... Punisher, the guilty will still be punished. Blah, blah, blah. I am the Punisher. Sound like. Yeah, but it wasn't a bad movie. It just
I liked it.
It was just what it was.
It was campy and fun. It had action.
Dolph Lundgren did most of his own stunts.
Yeah,
and
you can
he
tell.
Co-wrote the Punisher's monologue at the beginning and the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And really? It took more than one person to write that.
And in this movie, he never uses the same weapon twice.
Wow.
Interesting little fact.
What about also, those fucking skull knives? He uses those a bunch of times.
Yeah, I think he only used them one time.
I don't know about
that. The knife at the end wasn't his knife. He took that knife from the chick.
Oh, you mean he didn't use, like, the same of his, like, his signature weapon. He just took weapons from other people and killed them with that.
Yeah. I don't know either. But yeah, I was just trying to read a few little factoids about this to see if there were anything else interesting. Also that he doesn't wear the skull, pretty obvious from the cover of it and everything. By the way, if you want to watch this movie, I own it on DVD, so that's how we were able to watch it. You can probably find it on YouTube in full, if not like Amazon streaming, rent it or something on iTunes, or I don't know the distribution of this movie, really. I know this DVD is discontinued, so it's not very easily found, but it does, in fact, exist. I bought it at a grocery store, so, I mean, yeah. I do like, there is a review here online, and I like how it is, like, the top-rated review, an exciting action-packed thriller is what this person wrote. And the first line of this review says, "The film was pretty good." Just like, oh, yeah. He's like, "It was somewhat fake to the point where there's no longer seemed like a film, but more like a video game, where a single man kills dozens of mobsters and is only hit by a single bullet in the whole film in the shoulder." Well, I don't know why that's in, like, exclamation points. But besides the bad things, this was pretty exciting, and I would recommend it to all who enjoy action films. Feel free to email me with any questions or comments. What? Why would anyone use the...
Wow.
You know, I am wondering this about The Punisher. I better review David Cross now from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Duh.
David Cross?
Yeah,
David Cross.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he said you should email him, because he's important.
I feel like a friend of ours, Dennis, wrote multiple of these reviews because he absolutely loves this movie.
It is a good movie.
It's not bad, but it's just some of the reviews. It's like, the Dolph Lundgren is the Punisher in my mind.
Whoa.
Yeah, the filming was a little cheap and they eliminated the skull on his shirt, but Lundgren captured Frank Castle's descent into madness perfectly. They didn't really go that deep.
They didn't go that deep, yeah.
They didn't go that deep. Yeah, just some of the bad acting in this movie is its downfall, but it captures the style and the spirit of the comics, something the remake strives to do, but not quite. This movie is a fun, shut your brain off for 92 minutes and sit back and enjoy the action classic.
It was 92 minutes. I don't believe
that. Why, you think it was longer?
No.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't longer. Anyways, yeah, but this movie, it's not so bad. It was directed by Mark Goldblatt. The only other thing he ever directed was an episode of Erie, Indiana, and the movie Dead Heat.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, Dead Heat, which is hilarious. That's a movie with Joe Piscopo that we've done for the podcast before, so.
Weird.
Yeah. Produced a lot of, or edited a lot of other movies. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, X-Men, Bad Boys.
Joe Piscopo's biography.
The Joe Piscopo story. We still need to watch Two Bits and Pepper.
No!
I don't know if we'll ever get to that.
No. Oh my God.
Goddamn Two Bits and Pepper. But yeah, so that was The Punisher from 1989. Yay. I definitely say check it out. If you've seen the other Punisher movies, weren't too thrilled on those, check this one out. It's your, if you like 80s action movies.
That was fun.
Why not? Why not check it out, you know?
Mm-hmm. If you like Dolph Lundgren and
I mean, leather. Some people, I think, are upset with The Punisher. Like, the Thomas Jane one, it was, when it came out, was PG-13, so, it's not as violent. And then the, most people, I think, really like Thomas Jane as The Punisher. He even made that short film.
It's, I like he Thomas wasn't, like, Jane.
Called The Punisher in it, but he fucking was The Punisher. He just couldn't, because he made it himself and threw it on YouTube. It was, like, Laundry, Dirty Laundry or something it's called. It was pretty awesome, like, 10-minute short. He made as like an like a homage type of thing to the Punisher because he really does like love that character in comic book a lot. And and if people didn't like Warzone because it's just this insane descent into madness that is just this bizarre, ridiculous, very comic booky version of the Punisher and over the top insanity. So go check out Punisher with Dolph Lundgren. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Mm. I haven't watched it in a long, 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 long time, so it's pretty good there. So
pretty good.
Next week will be a shorter episode, but we're just going to do a little discussion, a short discussion, a little almost like a half episode kind of ish of our each of our top bottom three, I guess, or top three worst movies of all time. So tune in for that, and then the following week we will be back with a full-on movie as usual. That movie will be determined in the near future. You got it.
You did it.
You got it. It's not as long as I thought it was going to be.
Still hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
But, so yeah, check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and on iTunes and subscribe and leave a 5-star review.
Yeah.
And all that good stuff. So we will see you next week. For B Movie Breakdown, I'm Corey.
Gina.
Ryan.
Punish boobs.
Punish boobs. Oh no! Punish Corey. Spilled beer on the ground.
Spilled beer.
It's the best of the worst.